I'm Amy Smilovic, the founder and creative director of Tibi, and this is Off You Go, the podcast where we connect the dots between our principles, our mindset, and personal style.
Okay, Keturah, we are going to do a deep dive now on the questions that we get around the three adjectives.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, so many.
So many, because this is the hardest part. This is the hardest part.
But isn't that, that makes sense? Because it's really hard to know yourself. I mean, once you do, you're good.
Yeah. And but then it begs the question, do you ever completely, right? But I think that that's why we, maybe you write it in pencil.
Yeah.
So you can like.
You have the freedom to use the eraser.
Exactly. All right. So give me some of the questions that people throw out at you.
Okay. So these are the questions that show up in DMs, emails, events, fitting rooms. This is truly where the Creative Pragmatist edition two comes alive.
I know, because sometimes I'm like, read the book first, but let's deep dive on this question.
Okay. Question one, Amy, I'm stuck between who I actually am and who I think I'm supposed to dress like. I'm a lawyer, a mom, a friend, a partner, but I never really feel like one whole person when I'm getting dressed. My closet is trying to keep up with all my roles and it feels fragmented. How do I even begin to build a style that communicates me, not just my responsibilities?
Okay, well, I mean, first of all, this individual listed off a bunch of nouns that they were, right? A mom, a lawyer, like we went noun, 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 right? So what I don't know from her is she soft and open-minded, you know? Is she super type A? Is she
more rigid?
Right. You know, so, I mean, let's paint a picture of who she is. She didn't paint the picture, but let's do that, right?
She sounds busy.
She sounds busy, right? So we're going to assume that functionality is key for her. But functional in and of itself is in a way, like if you were at a bar and you met someone like, hey, tell me about yourself. It like that wouldn't come to mind, right?
It seems like she's going from thing to thing.
Yeah, she's going from thing to thing. But she craves a continual through line in her life. She wants less chaos. She's craving ease.
Right. She needs something to make all of that
feel settled.
Yeah.
Right. Feel settled. So we're going to say that ease then is definitely one of her adjectives. And it may not be the way that she would describe herself right now, given all the chaos, but it sounds like it's something that she's really yearning for.
Right. And it can come through her clothing.
Right. Exactly. And we know that just the desire to be it makes you it.
Yeah.
Right. Because like, I mean, because these are all things that no one is born with. These are not like DNA traits, right? Like you don't have to be born with it. Just the desire of it is indication that you can own the adjective.
So what I'm hearing from you is that there's an intentionality behind it. And if she's a mom, there was some intention there, right? You got to do something to have a baby. Something.
Well, I guess, I mean, yeah.
Or you don't, you know, something happens.
Yes.
Also to be a lawyer. So she is intentional in everything. So she needs to apply that to herself holistically.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we say, if we're going to build this persona around her, we've already established that she has an ease about her, whether in reality or in desire, we're going to chalk it up to ease and adjective. But if she's a lawyer, I would say that what I love about meeting lawyers and talking with them is they are excellent at discourse. They look at things from multiple points of view. And I would describe them as extremely curious individuals. So I'm going to say that she is highly curious, which, you know, for us, we equate that with modernity. It's having an outlook that is really weighing all sides and options and forward thinking. So I'm going to ascribe to her modernity as well. But we know that we can substitute that with curious or whatever if we knew her better, right? So now we know that she is, she's got an ease about her and she is still modern, right? So if I told you that she lives in a house where she is, she bought it because she was like, it's wasteful to throw away money paying rent. Maybe she has outfitted it in furniture that was, came from her grandparents. It was their dining room table that she always loved when she was growing up. And if she did a color story for her kids' room that maybe reminded her of her room when she was younger. Mm-hmm. I would say that she's a person who loves the grounding of nostalgia and things that are familiar.
Okay.
And I would say that there is a bit of classic to her. Now, of course, I've led her back now to chill, modern, and classic, right? CMC. And we could have ascribed to her attributes that would have taken her somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But for purposes of this, I think this lets you know how you can get to those adjectives and still actually be quite different than me.
Right. Right. Than me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that chill, modern, and classic grounding, I would say now, whether she's buying a suit for the office, for the courtroom, whether or not she is thinking about what she's going to wear on the playground with her kid, in all of these different facets of her life, if those three adjectives are brought to bear in everything that she is ideally buying, and at least in how she's putting it together, she's going to feel a through line between all the different facets of her life.
It's really clear the way you frame that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, I mean, seriously, because people, to say lawyer, it's like saying I work in finance. There's so many things you could be doing.
Yeah.
I always ask, are you judge facing? Because that makes a difference, right?
Judge facing,
yeah. In-house counsel, you're wearing, you could be wearing anything.
So. Exactly. So, and that, I think those questions really get down to the brass tacks of what that person may need physically in their closet.
Right, right.
And then I think there's a lot of questions like, why did you get into law? What did you nerd out on in college? You know, were you like the history buff or were you studying like...
Because it shows up.
It shows up in all of this, right? Like the history buff definitely tends to have a deep appreciation for things that are classic and heritage and styling. So really getting past the tropes of edgy, sexy, you know, beautiful, getting past describing yourself. Well, I'm tall and I have a narrow waist. Like those are not,
that's not it.
That's not it. And then your demographics, your geography, that's not it either. These are things that really speak to you at your very, very core. And you also don't want them to overlap.
Yeah.
Right.
I almost have a 1B because society tells us that we are our height. We are our waist. We are whatever the world is seeing us as. So how do you suggest somebody like her or generally unlearn that? Well, or how did you unlearn it, maybe?
I think it's hard because I don't think society in terms of media and everything is so much the culprit anymore. But I do think that we have a lot of people around us who are very ingrained in this way of thinking. And you and I know, I mean, how many times with a mom in the dressing room, right? The daughter comes out, she's like totally beaming.
What's crazy is because we're both moms and you, as a mom, you strive to be the most loving, but they never know what they're doing.
Right. You know, that girl, that guy will come out. He loves what they're wearing. She loves what she's wearing. And that mom is like, no, honey, let me see your waist. Right. Or, you know, that makes you look short.
Right. And she goes from being 40 to 12 in like 2.3 seconds.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it is really, this is why I'm always like, why do you care? Why do you care? If something makes someone feel so good, then like my dad was always big on this. He was always telling, he did marriage and family counseling. And with a lot of parents, he said that, I wish I knew the exact stat that he reeled off, but he was something like 75% of conflict in like mother-daughter relationships was all around what they were wearing. And my dad was so big with pick your battles. Like, is she wearing short shorts that are way too revealing, inappropriate, and are going
to
get catcalls
at
school? You're trying to keep her safe? Go there. But if it is your opinion that you don't love this short, and you don't love the color red, or certainly that you think her legs aren't her best asset,
oh my God,
fucking drop that mic. Like, let it go. Yeah. Walk on. Like, move away from that. And it's really hard for parents to do that. I'm very grateful mine did not do it. But, you know, I see my husband do this with things, you know, it's like, it's the way he grew up. His mom thought about that stuff a lot and communicated it a lot. Next question.
Okay. How do I keep my adjectives from getting lost in the day-to-day? Like, I know them, I believe in them, but then I'm tired. I've got errands, I throw something on, and I don't feel like myself. It's not how I want to be dressed up. It's not that I want to be dressed up, is that I want to feel anchored. Do you have any tips?
I think that people think that anchored is like, once you throw that anchor in, your boat just constantly like...
Right, you got to pull it up at some point.
You got to pull it up.
Yeah.
And then if you pulled it up at some points, you got to throw it back in again, right?
That's true. You always throw it back in.
Throw it back in. And maybe it's going to land in a different place than it was before.
Ooh, you're and preaching.
I know. I'm like, I like this analogy. Yeah. We're running with it. But I think that you have to throw it back in. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's kind of like, remember when we were at McMullen's this week and I was saying how, I can't remember, I was with you. We were having this conversation about how, sometimes if I start my mornings off and I'm sketching, mm-hmm. I find that I can't write that day. I have a really hard time switching to words for expression when I've been drawing all morning. And then vice versa. If I start out writing, then I can't draw. And my sister is a clinical psychologist. Mm-hmm. And she told me one of the exercises that you do to get the brain literally mm-hmm. out of something is you shake up the brain by doing windmills. So windmills.
Wait a minute.
I know, literally an exercise.
Like the lady in the park doing like her Tai Chi vibes?
Faster.
Oh, yeah.
I think faster. I don't think it's a yoga type mm-hmm. move on it. Mm-hmm. It's not the like the Hong Kong gardens that
yeah.
I live near. It's a fast windmill. Like think old school PE, like, you know, someone's going to give you a wedgie in your shorts, PE, like you're doing true windmills.
Took me back. I'm so like anxious now, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that will totally like jog like, your brain and set you back or put you back. Mm-hmm. And so try that. I would try that for people.
So what's a style? So you're saying, actually do a windmill when you're like trying to figure out your outfit too?
Yeah, like I can't even remember now where this segued from, but the idea of like getting stuck and really getting having unstuck. To go for something to, so like going back to throwing in the anchor, mm-hmm. like it's like, okay, you know what? I have been cruising on this autopilot for a few weeks now where every day I was feeling like I got it. Mm-hmm. Then you're starting to feel like, it's like
I work with you and I feel like that sometimes.
you get in the rut
and it's really for ease. It's like I just want to get out the door.
Yeah,
I don't want to think about it, but I've been trying to work backwards in my closet sometimes. I'll just try to like whatever the first thing I touch is, I'm like, you got to style that, you got to figure out how to wear that in a way mm-hmm. that feels like your day mm-hmm. because otherwise I'll wear the same shit over and over again. I'm like them sometimes. I'm craving like ease on my body, but I'm craving interest in my mind and in what I do.
But that's where you need to do like the fashion windmills and really like shake it up, you know, pull out the white skirt, like what you're wearing, but just be like, what is the last thing that I would normally reach for here? And you just go for it. Yes. And I think this is, I don't think it's anymore about going to Pinterest or Instagram and scrolling for ideas.
I think
that's the problem. That was a go-to for a lot of people in the past was like, oh, I'm a little stuck and I will now scroll on Instagram.
It's so cookie cutter. Or it's not you. It's somebody else's.
Yeah. I mean, you actually feel more stuck than ever because maybe you're actually going to see that white skirt, but it's going to be played out so many times in the same way that it makes you want to throw away the white skirt instead of just putting away the phone and kind of going out there.
You have shoulder pads on. This is an old tippy, right? And I feel like if I saw that on a Pinterest board and I tried to get that on today and that's not my vibe, mm-hmm. I'm going to be trying to recreate you on your body, on my body, and it would end really bad.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's why I think that, you know, when you are a person who you know you can get stuck, mm-hmm. I think the worst thing that you can do is buy things that are literally glue. Mm-hmm. So you can't unstick them. And so even this top, like if you had bought this top, well then like you just do the, like goodbye.
She just unstuck
it. You just unstuck it. And I actually
took
pinned
her shoulder
it up,
pad out, by the way, if you can't see.
And I pinned it up in the back here mm-hmm. to make the neckline higher. And mostly so that the shoulder pad wouldn't show.
Completely different. So, same shirt, different vibe.
Exactly. And so I think that if you are a person who is trying to unstick yourself, had I bought a shirt with a super high neckline, with a built-in shoulder pad, with all of these things.
You're stuck all day. You're stuck like
that. Exactly. It's like, you know, it's like ordering the quiche instead of coming home with like some eggs and some onions and stuff to be able to like have quiche, but then like also have scrambled eggs and blah, blah, blah.
Make some pancakes.
Exactly.
We're hungry.
Exactly.
Okay. Clearly. I have another question for you. How, this someone says, how do I actually use my adjectives every day when I'm getting dressed?
I think it's like a checklist, and it's more of a checklist when things feel off, right? And I think that's where a lot of people make a mistake. They feel good, and they're like, great, I'm going to run through my checklist before I leave the house. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, no, the checklist is what you run through when you feel like you can't leave the house just yet, right? You don't feel right. And that's what we keep telling people with the principles and everything, like, you really want to run through, are you, well, in this case, are you really adhering to your adjectives? Mm-hmm. And where you aren't, is that creating good friction? And is that exciting to you? Or is it
unsettling?
Unsettling.
Yeah, it can be kind of disorienting for some people because then they can't even get the rest of their day going.
Right.
This is really interesting.
And I would find, like, for me, if I'm running through this checklist, if I've run through the checklist and I'm like, okay, it's chill, modern, and classic, right? And I'm like, boom, boom, done, done, done. But maybe I just don't feel like exactly the way I want to feel yet. Mm-hmm. Not so much like not like myself, but the way I want to feel that day and that moment in time. I think that's where, you know, I would really think like, well, edgy isn't one of my adjectives, but maybe I am wanting to feel a little bit stronger today. So what can I do?
What can I add?
What can I add?
Or
take away?
Or take away.
That will give me that moment. So like, I think the shoulder pad's a good example, right? Where, you know, this top is a little more feminine than what I normally wear with this kind of
flounced
sleeve. Exactly. And so for me, when I put this on, it didn't hit my adjectives enough because it was lacking the modernity. And so I think had this been sculpted and very sharp and modern, I probably wouldn't have felt the need to add some edge to it.
Right.
So I think when I added this, it was in a mindset of like, okay, give it a little bit of edge, push it.
I'm
further
chuckling because I imagine if you had on the complete opposite of this, like some Rick Owens, like something that's really, really structured and modern right now, I laughed. Because I was like, I would be like, Amy, are you okay?
Right.
Because you have on really drapey fabrics.
Right.
And you still
it's look navy like blue.
You have all navy, so you have also one color.
It's a very classic fabric. Right. It's so a very rich
soft
silk.
Strength.
Right. So had this been techno, had it been a really muddied sheer fabric, had it also included a gigantic drop crotch.
Oh my God.
Like it wouldn't.
And a thick sole.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just described them.
I mean, but like, and that's the thing, like, clearly you just describe someone else.
Yes.
And it's someone else, not me. And it's someone else with a brand that is extremely successful and that people
that
really embrace for really many different real reasons, but not so much for me, you know, little bits, but not for me as a total, you know.
This is a good place to talk about how you feel like physically in the body. You can Google Amy Smolovic stance and there are photos that come up of you really feeling comfortable in your skin. Is that what you're talking about when you say like how you really feel, how you check in with yourself?
Yeah, I think that's why, you know, we talk about this so much, especially coming off of San Francisco with like 60 styling appointments, right? Like when you know how often it is that someone comes out and they're like, what do you think? Or can I FaceTime my friend or call my mom?
Yeah.
And that person has no idea how you feel inside. And it makes it such a useless conversation to even attempt to have, you know? So, and even when you look at pictures, like you can tell how comfortable I am with myself. You can.
Yes.
Because you know me very well, right?
I can see when there's like, you feel off. I can physically see you kind of wiggling in your skin.
Like when people... Like I would say in our office, you know, when people talk about like the vibe being off in a room, it's like we can sense it when someone comes in and they just don't feel like themselves.
Right. Or when they
that
do.
Day. Like, or when they do.
Look at you.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like Stella's got her review tomorrow and she's like, what am I going to wear?
I know she's going to wear a blazer. That I know is, that for sure. She's like, I want you to hear me coming and going. But good coming and going.
Exactly. So that, you know, it works like an armor, but not an armor necessarily for strength, because I think that for us, I find that armor is in the ease and the contentment, right? The balance. Mm. So it's not about like walking in like a powerhouse.
Armor is in the ease.
Exactly.
So, and in the body, people come out and they look like a paper doll sometimes. And that, so that stance of saying like, I know, but it doesn't feel good. Arms up, you know, standing in like a true, almost like the TSA stance.
Yeah.
They do that. And it's like, but do you do this on a day to day? And so you really have to like do the things you normally do, like use your body the same way you normally do.
Well, and that's why it's so incredible too, when you, if you know that you're dressing to your adjectives and you know that the adjectives aren't arbitrary because they're explaining who you are, then when you are getting dressed, when you try something on, you have an automatic why for why something feels really good on you and why something conversely does not feel good on you.
Right.
And I think that, you know, if you'll remember on our last trip, what we saw in the dressing room, there was a woman who came out, right? She was wearing the Stella pants and she was standing in front of the mirror and she kept like stepping back. She put her hands in her pockets. She was just like, I really think these are working. I was like, I do too. Right. And she's like, do you think they're the right size? You know, and she did that. And I was like, absolutely. And because you can do that, I think they're the right size. You can paper bag them, let them low, options, et cetera. Her friend came out and said, whoa, you're swimming in those. You should try on the smaller size. She came out in the size two. Yep. And the friend was like, oh,
so much better.
I like those so much better on you. And I said to the woman, I was like, well, I said, you and I discussed a minute ago, you asked me, should you go a size smaller? Yeah. And I said, in these pants, I see you traveling and having your business meeting, but I also see you throwing on a big gray sweater on the weekend and wearing it with sneakers and not feeling like you've repurposed your business pant. I see this working for both. And I said, but right now you are in the business pant. You will feel good in the straight up business meeting.
Yeah, but not in your real life.
But like, don't, like, do you really want to just go hang out with your friends and roll those up and wear them on the weekend with a big sweater and all cozy? Like,
well, all cozy is the antithesis of what you're describing. It doesn't sound cozy at all.
Exactly. And so she turned around to her friend and she was like, I know you like the two better, but it really doesn't have like the ease that I want, even though it's still modern and it's definitely classic. And she was like, done.
Because she knew, she knows herself.
She done. And it wasn't just like, Sarah, stop picking on me. And like, oh, you don't know how, like, it wasn't like.
It wasn't about them.
It wasn't about them. It wasn't about anything other than her knowing herself and then her friend needing an explanation, right? And to be honest, like, I don't think we have to judge whether or not the friend should have or not have an explanation. The thing is, it's the reality is in life, like, how many times a little kid, like, can I have that? No, why? Like, why?
Right,
why?
Right.
Why aren't you taking my advice? Why aren't you?
I told you so.
Why?
I told you so. But it has to be more than that. Otherwise, they're never going to know.
Yes, because mom said so.
Right. It's like,
because I'm the adult. Why?
Because it's not healthy for you because of whatever, right? What? And she, and some people like things closer to the body, and that is a part of their knowing themselves, but it projecting it isn't helpful.
And if you assume positive intent, assume that the friend just really truly thought that it looked better. And I think that she did.
Yeah.
And that when she got the why, she was truly just curious. And now she heard the point of view.
She was done.
And she was done. The friend did not like, I'm going to stand my ground. But no. Like, bitch, if you're not paying for this, like, there's no ground standing, right? And she, but the thing is, she didn't.
Nope.
She didn't. That's a good friend. Okay. So.
All right. And then my last one for you is, what if my adjectives change depending on my mood or where I'm going? Do I need all three to show up in every outfit?
I mean, I say hard yes on that. Like, if you... if you have nailed your adjectives, that does not mean that you don't layer on other adjectives.
This is the anchor again.
When you're going to the moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but if you're not anchored, mm-hmm. like let's say I'm in Berlin, right?
Okay.
So Berlin, I would have all the permission in the world to wear shredded fishnets and a leather mini kilt
ring one, ring two.
Skull t-shirt and, a little fake nose ring.
I can't
right?
see it. Please, Amy, stop.
Right. So I would have permission to do all that, right? But everything on its own would be so out of my wheelhouse mm-hmm. that I would show up. And even though I would look appropriate in my environment mm-hmm. for the place, absolutely appropriate, there's no way I would feel like myself. Okay. Now, so if I'm in Berlin, I also don't need to wear the navy suit that I feel so comfortable in.
Because it's not the place
in every environment. But actually, I'm curious about that shredded fishnet tight. But maybe I'm going to wear it with like this chill, like black tropical wool skirt. Mm-hmm. And maybe I am going to wear like a belt with a little bit of silver hardware mm-hmm. on it. And maybe I'm going to wear a slouchy gray sweater mm-hmm. and a white pump or something. All of these sayings, like they feel like me,
in this
but
place.
Berlin me. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I think that, you know, adjectives don't lock you in. They free you up to experiment. They literally are.
Gives you a playbook.
Yeah. You know how we do the cooking analogy? Mm-hmm. Like,
because
you know,
we're really good cooks.
One of us is. But it's kind of like no one ever walks into their house and is like, I swear to God, if I have olive oil one more time or salt one more day, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm so bored of it. Right. You're never bored of it because those are the elements so that can create anything.
Right.
But they cookie? Are core things that you love, right? Sugar, right. olive oil, salt. Those would be my three things. Mm-hmm. So, yes, your adjectives. They're your freedom. If they ever start to feel like they're holding you down, you just need to add to them rather than getting rid of them. And if you've done the good job, mm-hmm. the good work on finding your adjectives, I would say that they don't change and that you lean into aspects of them maybe mm-hmm. At different times of your life. But that's where that creative pragmatism scale is everything, though, because it allows
you. Slide that scale.
It's not like a this. Scale.
It's not like a legal
no.
scale. It's like a sliding.
You're right. It's not a legal scale. Mm-hmm. It's a sliding scale. So, because it slides. Like actually, morning time might be this and nighttime that.
Yeah.
So. Cool. All right, Keturah, let's end this up. Guys, keep the questions coming. We love them. Send them through DMs. Send them through Instagram and your, I don't know, what. Just send them to us.
Wherever
keep talking.
You send stuff to.
Exactly. And then you know that you can read us on Substack. Tibby.com is a wealth of information. It gives you, you know, information on what events
style
we got
class.
Going on. Style class every Wednesday, sometimes on Tuesday.
Oh, and Pinterest has all the illustrations.
And Pinterest has all the illustrations and flats for
yes.
those people who like to take things and put them into like index and all
yeah.
those like closet organizers.
Yeah. Sweet.